Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, bringing you more stories about incredible women who share their knowledge and let you in on their amazing experiences, all to help you learn and grow along the way. So my special guest today is Laurel Mintz, who is the CEO of Elevate My Brand, which is a creative marketing agency that works with both emerging and established brands to develop and execute multi-channel marketing strategies. Now, Laurel has a background in business and law, so she got her education from Rutgers University, and just as an aside, that's where two of our kids are studying right now, so we love Rutgers. And Laurel also has a passion for food, wine, and lifestyle brands, and her expertise in marketing has been recognized through her work with some really prestigious restaurateurs and major brands across the nation. So without any further delay, Laurel, it's such a pleasure to have you on my show today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, it's great to be chatting with you. So I mentioned your background, you know, high profile. You've done these special events and you've worked with the finest restaurants. And over the years, you've kind of developed this strong passion for food, wine, and lifestyle brands. Tell us how you designed your career around this passion and just give us a little bit, you know, tell us about your journey starting out and how you launched Elevate My Brand.
Sure. So I started really in the food and beverage world, even back in college at UCSB. I started working with a winery up there called Geisinger Winery that had a very small tasting room on State Street, and it was just a job that I applied for and got and ended up doing marketing and special events for them. And because I was able to work with the wine master, got a really fantastic and deep education on wines and how they're produced and the effect that different terroir has on the grapes, and really just an incredible education. And I think that's where I really developed my palate. Went out to Rutgers for law school and business school, as you mentioned, and about halfway through law school, I just was incredibly bored. I didn't find an area of law that I found was really passionate for me. I know you never hear about lawyers who are unhappy, right? So I ended up in the marketing, on the marketing side of things. I did the MBA. I actually did them both concurrently because I'm the kind of person that likes to finish what I start. And I am barred in California. But I really started focusing on the marketing side of things because I saw that it was much more collaborative and creative and not as combative as, say, the legal side was. So, again, I was very lucky to be taken in-house with Georges Perrier, who's one of the top French chefs in the world, and he had a five-star concept in Philadelphia, Le Bec Fin, as well as a brasserie concept that I ended up doing all the marketing and special events for. So soon after that, I was stolen away by the Public House Restaurant Group and launched their national campaigns, and that's really how I developed this amazing background in the food and beverage industry.
That really is amazing, and I think it's great that you have that knowledge of law and the degree, because it can only make you stronger from a marketing communications end. I think it's
Absolutely.
Really probably helps, so especially with your own company. You know, I always said when I started my business, when people say, what are the most important things to have? I always said, a good accountant and a good lawyer. So having that law behind you, that definitely must help.
It definitely helps. You know, I tried to push it away for a very long time, and then I came to the realization that because we do so much in the branding world for our clients, it really did make a lot of sense for us to have a separate entity as a law firm so that we could do the intellectual property protection behind those brands as well, so that our clients really were being serviced full service and didn't have to explain the brand to another consultant. They already had someone who knew the brand inside and out, and more importantly, how to protect it.
That is really smart. That goes hand in hand. And I'm sure your clients have such a level of confidence on that end that you can do that for them. That's really good.
Yeah, they really enjoy it. Yeah, absolutely.
So what about, I know that you're celebrating a fifth anniversary, and I find it, it's tough when you are a woman in business, a startup. I don't know what study said this, but there's a small percentage of women that are able to own and operate their businesses past the 5-year mark. So you guys have made it, and it's this year?
Actually, this year we're in our 6th year now. We're in our 7th year. We did just celebrate 6 years. So we have crossed
Excellent.
That mark. Yeah, but I have heard that study as well. So I'm just grateful to be on the other side of it and know that this is an agency that's going to, you know, stand the test of time, hopefully.
Yeah, and how did you celebrate? Did you do anything special at that 5-year mark?
I bought myself a fabulous bag.
Awesome.
You know, we gotta celebrate in our own ways. And for me, having a symbol of success meant Givenchy.
Wow, nice. Very nice. Well, congratulations on that. I want to say you deserve it. That's special. So I know that we talked about your background and kind of how you were working with clients and how you got to where you are. What do you attribute this success for building this successful branding and digital marketing agency? What else is behind it that you can share to help others?
Well, I mean, it kind of came to me very naturally. When I came back to the West Coast after my schooling, I found out about 2 weeks after I had passed the bar exam that my dad had stage 4 cancer. He's totally healthy now. It's an incredible story of survival. But I had to step in and run his business for about 2 years as he went through chemo and surgery and chemo again. And he owns, I don't know if you're familiar with the Bassett brand. It's a very large furniture brand nationally.
It actually does sound very familiar to me.
You'll start to see them everywhere now that you've heard the name. But they have they had offered their top reps, which my dad was, multiple retail locations. So there were these gigantic 20,000 square foot furniture showrooms. And so there I was, still wet behind the ears at 25. I had all these letters after my name, but no, you know, real experience in the business world. And I got kind of just thrown into the pot and had to make sure that the business could survive while my dad went through that process. So I learned by the school of hard knocks. I kept thinking someone was going to come in and call me a fraud and kick me out of the office, but somehow that never happened. And once he was able to step back in, I had built all these relationships and started just consulting before I even really knew what that was. So I woke up one day and I realized, wow, I get to work on all these great projects. I get to pick my clients and I get to do it on my timeline. I think this is actually a career for me. And that was the moment when I was like, all right, now I've got to create this into a company. So I started it not from I'm going to build this successful agency perspective. I started it from this is what I'm good at. The clients are coming to me. This feels like a good fit for me. And now I have to build it outward. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. No, what a great way to start off. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. I think the most important thing to say is thank goodness that your dad is all right.
Knock on wood. Knock on some wood.
Yeah, knock on wood and that he is healthy. But being thrown in and to have to manage what you did and learn school of hard knocks, boy, that's such a wake-up call. And I love that you said, I can do this, and I'm going to move forward, and here's the company. And how I'm going to create my own business. So that really is
a
cool story.
You know, it just came to me. And I'll tell you what was a really funny thing, and I hope something that your listeners will take away in terms of listening to your gut. When he stepped back in, I was starting to look for firm jobs, both on the marketing side and on the legal side, and I was getting these huge offers, and every time I got an offer, I was nauseous. So there was something viscerally inside of me telling me that that was not the right direction for me. And so I just followed my gut, really, in building the agency.
Oh, see, there is something to be said about your gut instincts. Mm-hmm. Anything that makes us feel that sick, we know. I don't know if that's a woman thing or men and women feel that way. I just feel like it's this sense that we have that we're able to identify and know what's right and what's wrong. And so glad that you trusted your gut instinct. That's really good. So you're active on several boards. I know you're doing so much. You're active on boards and committees. You're also a speaker. I know somewhere in your background material it said you did a keynote for Women in Business Enterprise Conference in 2014. How are these activities helping to support your passion and your business as well?
Well, I mean, obviously the more people you get in front of, the more likely you are to have an effect on those people. And so for me, it's really about getting my message out there and teaching people the ins and outs of marketing smartly and what they can do before hiring an agency, while working with an agency, in all phases and stages of their business. That's really my mission, is to help people. Most people don't look at a marketing agency as someone who, or a leader of a marketing agency, as someone who wants to help people. It's really a lot of, especially in LA and New York, it's about the money, right? But for me,
right,
I realized that it was all of these people that they were coming to me and they just didn't have an understanding of how to be successful in a digital world or how to tie their live events in with a community. So for me, it was more, I think, about really helping these companies that had these great visions or these great products or were helping the world, because like you said, I do work with a lot of nonprofits, and helping to make sure that their dollars got spent really wisely and that everything was measured successfully for them. So for me, it's really about getting in front of as big an audience as possible so that I can help as many people and companies throughout their lifespan.
That's great. And just what you said, spending dollars and measuring, oh, that's just music to my ears as a business owner, and I'm sure to many. You went from being a creative marketing expert in the city of brotherly love, so you were in Philadelphia, and you moved back to L.A. So why L.A.? Why did you want to reestablish your roots in L.A.? What's special about it?
Well, I'm Laurel from Laurel Canyon, so I'm about as LA as they come. So I had this idea for some reason that I needed to be on the East Coast. Everyone's always told me I had a very East Coast energy, so I thought, when else in my life am I going to have a chance to go out and see if that's where I'm actually supposed to be? So I did go to school out there, but I will tell you, the first snowfall hit, and I looked at myself in the mirror and thought, what the heck are you thinking being out here where it's 75 and sunny back in Los Angeles? Nice. So I have to say it was definitely motivated by weather, but also
okay,
my family, and my core roots are really here. So I'm a Los Angeles native and a big fan. And so while I do love Philadelphia and the East Coast and my time spent out there, I think after that first snow, there was no doubt I was coming back to L.A.
You were an L.A. girl. I was just out in Santa Barbara, and I'll tell you, the weather couldn't be more beautiful. So I'm with you with that weather thing. Definitely. I'm talking with my special guest, Laurel Mintz, CEO of Elevate My Brand. In the next segment, Laurel will discuss the top qualities of an entrepreneur and what it takes to start your own business.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformancecom.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, host of Women Worldwide. Welcome back to the show, where Laurel Mintz and I were just chatting about the very small percentage of women who are able to own and operate their businesses, and also discussing Laurel and her passion and what she's been doing. So let's jump right back in. As a business owner, you, I'm sure, have been through some tough challenges. What do you think has been the toughest part about building and maintaining that business past the 5-year mark?
That's a really good question. I mean, my sense is that people are always the most challenging part of any business. Making sure that you have really quality staff that's supporting you in your bigger vision. And I would say nipping in the bud any negativity or passive aggression. You know, if a team doesn't gel, it's like a cancer on a business. So for me, the most challenging part is making sure that, you know, everybody's not going to be happy and cheery and smiley every single day. There are going to be days that are tough. That's just the business. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called work. It would be called play. But making sure that there is a synergy and that if there is an issue or a personal something, that that's being handled in a really appropriate way so that there's still a cohesion no matter how tough the day gets or the client gets. You know, so for me, the biggest challenge is making sure that I'm maintaining really fantastic communications with all of my team.
Yeah, that is definitely something that's key. And you're right, not everybody will be happy and smiling all the time. But if people know that they have an outlet or there is communication and ways that they can get past, whether it's issues, it becomes a part of your culture, helping one another, and hopefully everybody stays on track and moving forward and ultimately are happy or as happy as they can be. So
yes.
Starting on the inside, I notice a lot of companies when it comes to the people, which that's your biggest asset. They're always focusing on their outward communication and their next marketing strategy. But ultimately, oh boy, if your people aren't happy and you're all not on the same page and collaborating, working together, certainly makes any communication tough.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
So we had already talked about a little bit, you know, running the business. You got your experience through having to step in for your dad, who clearly was an entrepreneur. So are there other entrepreneurs in your family? Did you ever think that you would be an entrepreneur?
I really didn't. I mean, I was on the track to being in that big corner office in a huge firm downtown. That was what I thought I wanted ever since I was about 5 years old. You know when you ask a kid what they want to be when they grow up and they're like, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a dancer.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a lawyer. And everyone's like, whoa, watch out for her. So this was kind of always my path. But I'll tell you what's really funny is my maiden name is Kaufman, which means salesman in German. So I think it was kind of inborn into me, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sign right there.
But my dad's an entrepreneur his whole life, and I just came by it very, very naturally.
Well, I had a guest on the show, Jude Miller-Burke, and she wrote a book called The Millionaire Mystique, and I'm pretty sure somewhere in the book mentioned that a lot of female successful women, millionaires, usually have entrepreneurs in the family, and that's where they get their work ethic from. So not surprising at all. So as an entrepreneur, you know, what do you think are three qualities that you possess that if you said them out loud, someone would say, oh, yes, she's an entrepreneur? What would they be?
I mean, everybody says passion, but I really think excitement about your business is really key. I would say stick-to-itiveness. So as I mentioned before, not every day is a diamond. So making sure that you know that the next day is going to be a good one. There's so many qualities, but I would say probably just an electric personality. I think having that law of attraction kind of concept innately as an entrepreneur, that is what builds a business from the ground up. You know, I'm still the number one person that brings in sales for our company, I think because I genuinely care about people and their stories, and that very human connection is what makes me a good entrepreneur, I think.
Well, I'll tell you, your excitement definitely shines through and how positive you are, and you have an electric personality. I might add risk takers. I think entrepreneurs...
Yep.
Yeah, we just have a way of saying, I'm going to go for it, and let's see what happens. Kind of like what you did after you stepped in for your dad, and then when he came back, you had that gut feeling and said, oh, well, I'm just going to go for it. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Tell us about a really proud moment, and when you had your proudest moment, who did you immediately want to share it with?
So I think one of my favorite proud moments is when we moved into our first office, because we're on Ventura Boulevard in Studio City, which is basically the area I was brought up in. And every day when I went to junior high and high school, I drove past this building. So it was a very iconic building for me my entire youth. And as we were looking for office space, it just so happened that there was a space in this building that became available. So for me, moving into this location was like my moment where I knew I'd made it. It was totally terrifying because, as any small business knows, you know, taking on an office is a really big overhead.
Sure.
And that was just over 3 years ago at this point. So, but for me, that was the moment. I was like, I've made it. This is an iconic moment, an iconic building. And for me, you know, my husband was the first person that I called and said, okay, I'm signing the lease. Are you sure? You think I can do this? And he was like, you know you can do this. Come on.
He's
been a really great advocate for me. So I would say that would be my proudest moment and the person that I wanted to share it mostly with.
That's awesome. And something tells me you beckoned that building into your life.
I manifested right?
Yeah, you pass by it enough. You love it. You think about it. Something inside of you at some point, and then all of a sudden it becomes available. Well, truly meant to be. And I think it's so nice that you wanted to share that with your husband. So on the family side, because you mentioned you have a husband, what do you do for fun and how are you managing that whole professional, personal life as an entrepreneur?
Also a very good question. Well, I'm very lucky that my husband, Mike, is an entrepreneur as well. He owns a company called Baby Steps, and they build very complex web portals and platforms for brands like Red Bull and Oakley. So he has built his own company and knows very well what this life is about and what building a business is, and how much blood, sweat, and tears goes into it. So, you know, we are able to have really unique conversations that I don't think a lot of couples can have because we have very similar experiences. And because of that, we're able to kind of quiet each other when there's tough moments or celebrate when there's exciting things that happen. And I would say he's the most important part of balancing my life. I also love working out. That's huge for me. And then bringing pieces of my personal life into the office. Like, for example, we've got a King Charles Cavalier puppy, and we bring her into the office every day.
Oh.
There's just a little bit of fun. And, you know, marketing is not brain surgery. So taking it too seriously, I think, is a detriment to running a successful business. So we try and have a lot of fun here.
Sounds like fun and a lot of laughs, and it's really cool that you and your husband are bonding over business. So more power to you. What would you tell another woman or man about starting a business? Do you have three top tips?
I would say make sure that you have all of your ducks in a row from a legal perspective. And I'm not just saying that as an attorney, but it's amazing what I have seen in terms of how when a person decides to take their business and actually invest in it by taking that next step and incorporating, or taking that next step and, filing their trademarks to protect their intellectual property, that changes the perspective they have on their business. So I think number one is make sure you have all of your legal ducks in a row. I would say number two is take leaps before you're comfortable doing them. I really wish that I had moved into a larger office space 4 years ago or 5 years ago, right from the beginning. I don't live life with any regret, but I was so terrified for that extra overhead. I thought, God, there's no way that I can cover that with my business as it is. And I'll tell you, the moment we moved into the space, the business exploded. So I think the second tip would be take those leaps ahead of time. And then number three, just realize you're not going to get a lot of sleep the first 3 years.
Just know you're going to have 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night, right?
Yeah, but then also make time. You know, the great thing about being an entrepreneur is that you have designed your own life. So, for example, we had a huge event that we produced on Sunday night. So yesterday I made a very feeble attempt to take the day off. It doesn't always happen that way, but, you know, just making sure that you are making time for yourself. There's so many entrepreneurs out there that just burn the wick at both ends. And to some degree, that is absolutely critical in growing a successful business. But if you're not good to yourself, you gain a ton of weight, you're not working out, you're not happy, it's going to reflect in your work product and to your clients and your employees. So I think that's my third important tip, is make time for yourself and know that even though it's stressful, you have to balance that.
Oh, I think those are three great top tips, you know, ducks in a row for legal perspective. Take those leaps sometimes before you think you can. Trust your gut, actually, and be good to yourself. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't want to figure that out too late when you're completely burned out and depleted all of your own resources. Mm-hmm. So that's really good. What do you want people to know about you as a person and a professional?
I just always want to be approachable. I mean, I want people to know that I don't take this all too seriously. I do love my business, and it's a critical part of my life. But I think that I want them to know that the purpose behind it comes from a helping perspective. So as a person, I'm here to really help bring all of these great ideas to life and be a support and a tool in all of these entrepreneurs' belts. So from a professional perspective, I think that's something I'd like people to know. And also that, you know, this can be a fun process. It doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be daunting. If you're with the agency that's the right fit for you, this is a really incredible growth opportunity. And marketing is the funnel to sales. So from another professional perspective, just making sure that people understand that it's a critical component of any successful business.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you're certainly having a lot of fun. Tell us where listeners can find out more about you.
You can go to our website, elevatemybrand.com. We just did a fabulous refresh there, so we think it's pretty cool. Obviously, on all of the social platforms, or you can email and set up a call with us today at info@elevatemybrand.com.
Excellent. Laurel, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your journey as an entrepreneur. And, you know, congratulations on being in your seventh year. So we'll certainly, you are one to watch.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. Well, great advice. Thank you. And I'd also like to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. And until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.